Blog Talk Radio.
The Smith Way Production Company present to some, introduce to others, our international radio personality, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Dr. Smith, make it do what it do.
Saving lives. Now it's about making sure we have our economy where we are. So we're changing all of a sudden. You know, I think even at the highest level, just saying all they're talking about economy. You have people coming forth talking with you who are specialists, Dr. Anthony talking with you and talking about how the numbers are going to increase when you start reopening business. But what we're still doing, we'll reopen business. But that ain't what it's all about. We're not going to talk very long about that, but we just want to share our thoughts on it, and we want to call out those people that need to be called out. When they're doing the thing right, let's make sure we give them a shout-out, support those individuals. Your mayor of Montgomery, Stephen Reed, is doing an awesome job. He come in at a challenging time, and I applaud him for taking time to make sure we stay alive and we'll be in a better position 3 months from now, 4 months, or 6 months from now. We also want to ask you to just relax, enjoy yourself, because this is what it's all about. You're at home now. I know you've been at home all this time. You've got a chance to get out. Fine. I'm for you getting out. But I tell you again, hashtag stay home or stay alive and stay alive. And that's what it's all about. But while you're here tonight checking our show out tonight, I want you to just to relax, get you a cup of coffee, get you some tea, get you whatever you need in regards to making sure that we, relax, get you a honey bun or a bun bun or get you a cinnamon roll, whatever you want to get, and just lay back in your recliner and check out Talking Sports Plus. So we want to make sure, and I want to make sure we get our volume good, we make sure we get our information out, and making sure it's being heard. I see some people typing in, like, their internet is not any good, but we understand a lot of people on the internet. But just relax and enjoy the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. As I reach over, I want to make sure I give a shout out, wave those individuals who's joined us on Facebook and as well as Instagram, as well as Blog Talk Radio. We're going to introduce those individuals that make this happen. That team that join me, they are volunteers. They take time to be a part of this, and I do appreciate them doing this. And I'm going to start off with the individual who's actually on the line now, and I want to give him that personal shout out. And he's our co-host. He's known as the King. So proud to have him as a part of this team that's getting sports out to you in regards to historical black college and university, high school, and middle school. And he hails from north of Huntsville, Virginia, Bill. He's working in the school system in Huntsville at Chapman Middle School. He's the young man that had the slogan that he canned it many a year or so ago, two or three years ago, saying, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. None other than our king, Coach Tremaine Edwards. How you doing, Coach Tremaine?
How you doing, Dr. Smith? Glad to be here tonight. I'm here, baby. Let's get this thing started, Dr. Smith.
Not only are we going to make it do what it do, that's what it's all about. Also, we have several other co-hosts, and I know for sure a couple of them say we're going to make sure we join you tonight, but we're going to make sure we get the introduction for them as well. This team is made of several individuals, and I do appreciate them joining the size. Coach Edward the King, we have Hale from Central Alabama. She's our lady of the hour. So glad to have her as a part of this. She's my daughter. So proud to have her, and she wanted to work with her father and work with her dad, if you want to say, and I appreciate she's now the queen, because she took the throne last week, none other than Coach Lauren D. Smith. Soon as she joins us, she's going to come in and offer her point of view and offer her ideas in regard to the topics we're talking about. Hales from South Central Alabama. He's a retired associate executive director of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. He's our high school resident expert, none other than Coach Tony Stallworth. They call him Touchdown Tony Stallworth. He will join us when he gets an opportunity. I know he said he has an 8:30 thing he's working with. He's trying to make sure he gets in by 8:30. Hales from South, very South, South Alabama, down close to the Florida line. But he traveled back and forth up to Montgomery. From Montgomery over to Troy. From Troy down to Dothan. And stop in at Off, where he's a town councilman, our radio personality, none other than Daryl E. Train Elliott, known as the Don King of all things. We also have joining us as an expert from time to time. We appreciate you taking an opportunity. Young man from Central Alabama, works in at Trinity High School, Presbyterian High School. We do appreciate him joining us from, like I said, from time to time, none other than Coach Cameron Gearman. Those are the individuals that make up this team. We're so glad to have each and every one of them. And as they trickle in or when they call in, we'll make sure we make them live. We're going to have a ball tonight because our title is Will Sports in 2020-2021 Include a Mask Part 2? We had a Part 1 last week. So we're going to talk about some hot topics in regards to whether or not we'll be playing with masks, or even if we have a season coming up. What you say, you got to finish basketball, NBA, you got to get baseball started, soccer in some countries are starting up, and the thing that keep everybody boiling, especially in the southeastern part of the United States, football. What exactly is going to happen in football? So we're going to talk about that tonight. And I do appreciate those individuals that may be on each of the line. Let me, since they took time to relax and get a cup of coffee and a tea and a honey bun and a cinnamon roll, I got to give them a shout-out early. I'm going to make sure. We have Tasima Jackson joining us. She's joining us on Instagram as well as Facebook. We also have my frat brother James Lee out of Mississippi. Thank you, James, for joining us as well. We also have a list of individuals. We have Dolores Holiday Season Allison. Thank you, Dolores, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have Shamira Matthews. Thank you. Terry Melodramatic Robinson joining us as well. Sheila Basherville, she's joining us. Again, Tasima is doing it on both pages. We thank her so much. Lisa Marie Smith-Sherrod joining us. Carol Davis joining us. I got to give them a shout-out early. Then Hales from the state of California, Berkeley, California, the author of Behind the Mask Ministry, Denise Stephanie. Minister Denise Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us. So those are individuals. And also we have numbers of being able to recognize. We have to recognize Coach Edwards' mother. She's joining my sister. So proud to have her on the line and in support, none other than Jennifer Edwards. Thank you, Jen, for joining us. Well, Coach Edwards is making this thing do what it do. We want to know whether we'll be having masks on playing football or basketball. And I want to kind of touch on that before we get started on some of the topics we have here. I was talking with the individual was talking about they was trying to start up what they say AA travel ball. It's a travel basketball. And the thing that got me, they said the young men, the players would have to go out there and play in a mask. And I kind of hit the roof. I said, most of these young people have a challenging time trying to play when they don't have a mask. Just imagine how it's going to be. But that's what we're talking about, whether or not sports will be involved with a mask, whether it be an N95 mask or just a mask made by someone coming up this fall or in essence part two. Coach Edwards, we're going to kind of look at why football is the perfect setup for spreading COVID-19. Share your thoughts on that, Coach. Why football is the perfect setup for spreading COVID-19.
I agree with you totally right there, Dr. Smith. Been watching I'm on SEC Network right now as we speak, and they're talking about changing of schedules, and a lot of people are looking at a sense where I know the California schools, they're going virtual for the fall. So they're thinking about doing a season in January. They're going to forego the bowl and the championships and all that, and they're going to move their season to January. But the Pac-12 schools will be virtual this this fall. But like we said, shoot, I seen Nick Saban and the Alabama school, all of your Alabama schools are gearing up for their season. Nick Saban found another opponent to play his first game of the season. He's looking at TCU. So it's finna crank up, Dr. Smith, and you know, a lot of people, you know, concerned. But it'll be a test. If it needs to stop, it'll stop just like it did. But these guys will crank up, Dr. Smith. And I think it's more of a mental state for people. You know, you got kids that really don't understand what's going on. So they're looking at it in a sense where you're trying to take my life from me, not knowing, you know, we're trying to protect them, Dr. Smith.
Yes.
But in a sense, they're gonna like the governor of Alabama said, we're looking at our numbers and they're increasing steadily. But in a sense, I talked earlier this week with you, Dr. Smith, about the numbers. It's numbers that they see that we don't, and like I was telling you that about the disease control guy that we have, and I didn't understand why he wanted to see, but when he broke the numbers down and showed you the amount of people in each county that were being quarantined, the numbers are low, and like you said, they are increasing, but being that if we protect ourselves the way we're supposed to, I think we should beat this thing, Dr. Smith, and it should be sunny days ahead. We got to look toward the best. We're all living in conditions that we are not used to, that we have never seen before in our lives. I've never seen a school system or all school systems being shut down. But I disagree with the kids going out there with masks and playing any sport. If they're going to play it, let them play it, Dr. Smith. If you got to put a mask on, you don't need to be out there. So if they need to wait till next year, wait till next year. And that issue right there with AAU is about money. So you know, they looking at, okay, these parents have paid this money for this season. Well, let's give them something. No, don't give them that. Give them their uniforms. Let them know what the cost paid for. If you need to give it back to them. But sending kids, young kids, like you said, Dr. Smith, their lungs are their lungs are still growing. Our lungs growing too, in a sense that we're getting older. Our lungs might be getting smaller. You know what I'm saying, Dr. Smith? It's in a sense of that. So to deter those kids and try to put them out there in mass is a disservice to the game and to them as a human being. That means you don't care nothing about the kid. You're trying to, you know, I'm trying to do anything to give them their money's worth. But people will understand if it's dealing with their health, that money can't explore. Like you said, Dr. Phil, it's kids that are dealing with asthma. So to put a mask on their face to deflect oxygen, them breathing somebody else, you know, air in, is a disservice to them. It's a disservice, period. So I disagree with the kids being out there with masks. The NCAA is making their moves, but they're making them cautious. So, you know, like I said, Alabama was supposed to open up with USC the first game of the year. Pac-12 schools have went to a all virtual schedule, so they said that we're gonna have to pull out, and we're gonna wait to the next spring to try to do anything. And you know, I don't know the details to that, how they're gonna do it and whatnot, but those are the steps they made because their numbers are much higher than what we're dealing with. A lot of schools in the north numbers are much higher than what we're dealing with. Now, as far as a crowd sense, I don't think we're gonna be able to attend no games, Dr. Smith. That might be too much. And the sense that people are not talking about, they're not talking about what we get with what we just heard that you crunk us up with the bands. The bands are people too, and they're on scholarship too. So what are we going to do with them? They play close together. You know, man, sitting there tight, Dr. Smith. Are we going to spread them jokers out, let them blow? Or what are we doing? Like, you know, it's a sense of that. So it's a lot of stuff that comes into play. This would be a strange season. A lot of guys play for the crowd, Dr. Smith. So with a crowd not there, how would they perform? You see what I'm saying, Dr. Smith?
Yes.
I know they're going to probably have virtual crowds there as well and show a lot of people, you know, videotape yourself at home, and we're going to put you on the screen of your chin when your team scores. They're going to do a lot of that stuff. But we have our first test. They saying the NBA trying to get something together. They trying to crank up. So we got a lot of tests, and let's just see how it works. Let's see how it works. You can stop it at any time. I think we're getting better control of, you know, these guys are working to get control of it. They're getting better ways. They're finding ways that it can enter our body. So let's just get some more knowledge on what's going on, and then we'll go from there, Dr. Smith.
It's awesome, Coach. And, you know, what we have to realize, and I'm sort of like based on the highest health person, Dr. Anthony, Fenty, I believe, made a statement specifically about football and how this can be transmitted and blow completely out of control. And one of the things he shared, and I really thought about what he said, it makes sense. He said, now, they can't transmit it by sweating. But the problem is, you got to remember, it is transmitted by the saliva is transmitted through that way, sneezing, which is droppings. And one of the things we have to make sure we understand in football, you're going to be sweating, you're going to be spitting, you're going to be, because you can get the snot knocked out of your nose out of football. And the first thing a kid's going to do is take his hand and wipe across his face to clear his goggles, his shield up or clear it up, and then he's going to wipe it on his jersey. Now, we got to remember, it stays on for 24 hours. So if he tackles somebody, that's going to be transmitted to that person. That's the fearful part about that. It is not a sport that can be social distance, and it's impossible to do that. And that's what we have to start thinking a little bit more serious about how we're going to handle this. I was not surprised that California – Los Angeles County took that step. I think, personally, we all need to look at it that way. We need to look at it that you opening up business and you know people are not going to use social distancing. You know they're not, literally, because then that makes you think about lives are not important. So what he was sharing, the top health person, which is being challenged because people are thinking about economy, they're not thinking about lives. And when we ever get to the point we are not thinking about lives, we're in trouble. It is all about the big bucks, which is always in some people's minds. But I just think that we got to focus on that. And I have no problem with anybody playing if that's what you choose to play. That's fine. But also be ready to deal with those major consequences that comes along when you have one. The statement was also made, if you got one player that tests positive on your team, everybody got to sit out. Everybody got to be tested. So we got to keep that in mind. So you can take the University of Alabama, if you get one player and they can't play for a week, what you do the next game? See, these are the kind of things we got to be concerned with, and we have to be more proactive instead of reacting and taking things what people say. There's some people saying some stuff out, it ain't going to be no big deal. This is a big deal. So my thing is, I want us to make sure we consider lives first. And I'm the biggest athletic person and sports person there is, but I want you to consider lives. Is it that important to play this game or any games when you're dealing with lives? Because you can transmit it too easy because you don't know who have it. You know, that's the problem. People are carriers. You don't even know, and you could be standing right beside that person. We just have to keep that in mind. But that's what was shared. That's a few things that were shared dealing with football being the perfect setup to spread COVID-19, because there are some things going on that causes you to put you in that kind of situation. Coach Edward, we're going to kind of talk about the move to the next topic, and the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and when you get a chance to chat with us and share your thoughts on the topics we're talking about, just let us know your name and location, and that's after I call the 4 digits of your number out to identify you, then offer your expertise. We're going to look at any kind of contingency plan that can be used for this upcoming football season. California already have put in their plan. They already put it in. They said, not going to play in January. That is their plan. That was what people don't want to hear. That is their plan. Not California, but the Pac-12. That's what they said. Because you still got a stay-at-home order in effect until July in the state of L.A. County, where it's over 50 million students that they say. I couldn't believe that many students was over there as part of that college program in L.A., but they got so many colleges in L.A. now, they got large numbers. That's larger than the state of Alabama. 5 million we have here. So I can see them taking the precaution. Oregon is joining along. Arizona said they're going to open up, but they still join because if the other Pac teams don't play, they're not going to play. So we got that situation going on. So my thing is, what other kind of plans that we can use? I could suggest maybe moving to an 8-game schedule and just playing the 8 teams in your conference. Yeah, that's going to hurt your FCS school. Unfortunately, we're all in challenging time. Or play a 9-game schedule, which is your 9 teams in your conference. Or possibly move the season back and start maybe in October. Those are the couple of things I want to share with the or we're going to play in empty stadium. Now, the problem I have with it, you got transmission going on. Coach Trey, share your thoughts on that.
I agree totally with the move to October. That's what I thought they were going to do, Dr. Smith. But, I'm looking at it today, and shoot, these open and made decisions and what they going on with it. Now, and like a lot of people, it's a lot of enhancement that these guys do to treat themselves. And I know what I have an idea on what they're doing. We had a guy that played for the Denver Broncos that came through the middle school I coach at, and he told me about the enhancements of these guys in the NFL, and I never knew this. He says the treatments they use, these guys treat their bodies with vitamins through an IV before the game, a vitamin treatment. He calls it a vitamin treatment. He says they have breathing treatments where they're giving you air and giving you vitamins through air. It's just a whole lot of enhancement that you don't know about that they're doing to perform at the level that they are. And it puts their bodies in the level that they are. Like, it is crazy, Dr. Smith. But like I'm saying, on a health perspective, October would be good. That'll give you a chance to get through these hot summer months. Let it kill off a little bit. They said it's tough. The heat should help us out. Let it kill it off a little bit, Dr. Smith, and go from there. But an October start would be good. But that is the reason why the California schools have pushed back, because of the 3 months that they have to wait. Like you said, wait until July to even consider anything, for the state to consider anything. So that put them behind the eight ball. Now, like you said, a lot of states aren't hit like California or Oregon or Washington. You know what I'm saying, Dr. Smith? And this is the question I'm going to ask you, Dr. Smith. What does that do to that college athlete? Because a lot of, Dr. Smith, I'm telling you, man, these kids are so impatient that I see a lot of them trying to get promoted.
Well, see, that's one of the things that people said. And my thing is, if that's what, if that's it, and I'm like this, if that's a choice you're going to make, that's fine. You make the choice. However, if I'm always erring on the side of caution. I'm always going to err on the side of caution. But if you think you're going to go somewhere else and avoid it because your state is taking the best measurement to save your life, then go ahead on. I'm for you. I'm telling you, I'm for you to go over there because, like I said, it don't take but one to die now. It don't take but one football player to get it, to end this whole thing. You don't even know where some of them already have it. Just think about it now.
Sir.
They tested. So why are you taking the chance? It is up to the parents, too. And I understand we now forget we're putting life on the back burner compared to a entertainment. And I understand you want to make it to the pros. If you've been there 2 or 3 years and you ain't got nothing put in place to go to the pros, you ain't going to the pros no way. So my point is 1 year is not going to make that much difference, or half a year is not going to make that much difference. And it will for kids on the borderline, but if you take players like some of the players drafted in the first top five, that people already talking about what Trevor Lawrence is going to do, whether he hit the field or not. So I think we're putting some things ahead of life, and we got to pull the reins back just for a little while, just to kind of get some, because we ain't been for 6 or 8 weeks with this. And we still don't understand. We are not able to test people, and you still ain't guaranteed. I know the mayor of Greenville, he made national news because he was tested. He tested negative first time, but he came to his office and someone was in there, he's a carrier. Now him and his wife, and his wife is not doing real good. Both of them tested positive for it. So I'm just saying that's what we have to consider. This, if we had a better understanding of it, we had a handle on it, we could be fine. But I know people say, well, we can't stop life. Well, life will be stopped. You contract it, life will be stopped. All of your friends contract it, your family member contract it. Somebody, that's what I'm saying in regards to that. But as you say, Trey, they got the best. LeBron James has the best, spends $1 million on his body. But when corona attacks, it don't make no difference how much you spend on your body. That's what we have to consider, because it's not only just become a respiratory, it's moving to all other parts, and it's not affecting just people 65 and older. Even though they try to give you them numbers, I listen to them, and they say, well, most of those people out of the 400 and some 65 and old. But what about the other percentage that's dying, that don't supposed to die? I think that's where I am with that. And you got to worry about me. If it's on TV, I'll watch it. But you won't have me sit up in no stadium. That's just me. That's my personal preference. And that's what we are in the contingency plan. We just mentioned is either 8-game, 9-game start in October or start in January. One or the other. And I think one of the biggest things that bothers me, they say, well, they don't have money in the finances, the programs in the spring. If you have football in the spring, he ain't gonna have no other program going on anyway. So the point is, they have to all set out the next year. Do you not think those players in March that lost their season, would like to have it back? But you have to do what's best. So let's do what's best for the goodness of life. And that's my thoughts on that. And there's the playing coaches are offering his ideas as well. We're going to move forward. But the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And we'll make sure we get you on the line. You can chat with us, share your thoughts on it. But we need you to call in so we can hear what you have to say and share your name and your location, and then you can offer your thoughts. All right, Trey, let's kind of move forth to thinking about possibly we're going to start with the high school and middle school. What do you think about them playing in empty stadiums before we move to the collegiate?
Dr. Smith, like I said, it's going to be tough for any kind of kid. It's going to be typically set up like a practice. I think media coverage will be a key this year. Media coverage will be a key. Media coverage will be on a whole nother level. this year if sports are allowed to play. I was looking on TV the other day, and they were talking about, you know, the NBA still. They're talking about playing the whole playoffs at UNLV Stadium because they have two gyms. But they're trying to keep people confined to a spot, like you said. But it's going to be different, Dr. Smith. Like I said, just hearing that Tuskegee ball and parlay just send a tingle through your spine. And for them not to be there in the game, it's going to take that away from the game. I'm telling you, people don't understand how much that crowd and how that band influences those kids on that field, Dr. Smith. It's different when Sweet Home Alabama come on to Alabama and you got 90,000 people singing it. It just sends a tremor through your spine, Dr. Smith. But for to say that them people won't be there, it's going to be a couple guys that's not going to play on the level that you think they're going to play on. But it's going to be different, Dr. Smith. It's going to be different.
And that's for sure, Coach. But now we have joining us from South Central Alabama. We gave him a shout-out earlier as our high school residential expert, none other than Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth. How you doing, Coach Stallworth?
My brothers, how y'all doing this pandemic era? Are y'all safe?
We safe.
Have you followed the instruction of the president and had your dosage of disinfectant?
Oh yeah,
no.
I asked for help on me.
You gotta do what your leader said.
No sir. I got a good question for you too. Okay, Dr. Smith, I'm finna change the speed right quick. Being an Alabama High School Association expert, Tony Stallworth, what would be your consequences for coaches interacting with their kids during this time?
Well, here's what has to happen. First of all, let me correct you. I'm more of an associate instead of a specialist, whatever you call it.
I call you an expert. I said expert.
Oh, okay.
Expert.
I'm more of an associate than expert. But thanks for the compliment. I think you're talking about my man JD, right?
Can you hit something across the head, baby? Go ahead.
It's tough, but the association to a certain extent always represent coaches to the extent where when you become misrepresenting the association.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that happens tough now is because you allowed it to be tough. See, Jack, the person we're talking about has been under the radar for a while, if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And to do that and don't be in line with CDC, state regulations.
Yes, sir.
State precautionaries, by law, you are about really be perfectly honest with you, but the legal action is probably going to proceed here to a certain extent. But that's what happens when you think that you are somewhat above.
Yes, sir.
Two biscuits and a toast for breakfast. And
yes, sir.
When you allowed to go out and go to different programs here and there, and your only agenda is to win state championships. When you got that frame of mind in, then I don't know whether you break the rule intentionally or you just feel like, hey, I got to do what I got to do, and the hell with the rule, you know. But that's what happened. And I think God has done his due diligence. And I remember when I got out, I said I was done. I've had several chances to get back in. But a lot of times, people just have a tendency sometimes to say, you know, I've done all this and I've done all that, and I ought to be able to do what I want to when I want to do, but it can't happen that way. Especially, and I'm going to tell you something. Some of the things that have happened under his leadership has been overlooked because of the success. But when you start dealing with situations now and you're in a pandemic era where student-athlete safety is at hand, you fixtures have to deal with more than just one entity. You're going to deal with something massive here now. And you know what they say, every dog has his day.
Yes, sir. Let me elaborate on it a little, Dr. Smith, so you can know what's going on. It's a coach that has he has opened the door. He came out of retirement. He's going to a new mm-hmm. school. What he has done is
a new school. I was going to a new school.
Hold on. Okay, what he's done, Dr. Smith, is he then had a meet and greet with his players.
Mm-hmm.
He is having open court gym time. They're in the gym. They're doing something in the gym. I'm not going to speculate on what. They're not going to speculate on what they're doing in the gym.
They were doing meeting,
the meet and greet is enough. With
yeah.
these guys, not practicing social distance, no mask, Dr. Smith, everything.
Okay.
And you of age, Dr. Smith, you of age, you touching 70. So you're one of the key people. You're one of the key people that they're talking about that are carriers for the disease. So
very bold. That's right.
And in another sense, they're going so far with the school system and saying where anybody over 50 is a threat to the kids. So, and what that does is that eliminates a lot of people. Like, most of your principals are over 50. I don't care who you are in your school system, most of your principals. You know, we have these new age principals that are young, but in a established school system, your principals are older. They are over 50. Like Coach Touchdown Tony said, you're thinking you're above all, and at this time and this moment, you're not. And it's going, like he said, it's gonna come down hard on them.
Oh yeah.
And I don't understand why he went there, because the mentality is different than what you ever experienced in your life.
That's right.
And that's coming from being where I'm at in Huntsville.
That's right.
And it's a different breed on that side of town.
Oh yeah.
It's a different breed.
Okay.
It ain't like Montgomery where everything is filtering out and you got all your high schools that are 90th percentile black and all your athletes, you know what I'm saying? And you almost got the same mentality for all your schools. Like, you know, stuff in Montgomery that we're dealing with now is Lee is just as ruthless in a classroom standpoint as a Carver. We got the same kids.
Oh, yeah.
that they acting the same way.
Yeah.
Now,
up
here in North Alabama, it's different. It's different. It, when you go further south, it's the whole breed changed. The whole kid changed. And it's a different environment and society. And it's a place where the only place that I can say he's been there with is when he was at that Birmingham school. I'm not going to say no names, Star Wars, but that Birmingham school. And that's the closest thing that I can give them.
Well, the thing about it is, if you go back further, you'll see where one black coach, and you know who I'm talking about, could have won a state championship with a team that was given to him. You remember that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so. So, you know, all things come to fruition somewhere down the line, especially if you've done something wrong. It always comes back to bite your ass one way or the other. And this one is going to be pretty tough there. But it's still a message.
Yes, sir.
No man's but a law.
Yes, sir.
No man's but a law.
Yes, sir. It's going to break them down.
One thing I say about the association, they always had a motto. You may get by, but you won't get away.
Yes, sir.
And if you keep on digging, all you're gonna do is dig yourself in a further and further, further and a
hole.
Further hole. And that's what happened.
That's a big talk up here too. Coach Howard, that's a big talk. Like even when it first initially happened, and like you said, Coach Howard, you incriminate yourself. He incriminated himself. His parents incriminated him with social media. Dr. Smith, that
sure
social
did.
Media against you. Social media against you.
It dropped off in the office the day it happened.
Yes, sir.
All the information came to the office. Remember now, we hired a guy from that area, and he's still with
us.
So he gets all, you know what I'm talking about, and he gets all the communication.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
In fact, he'd have the coaching association.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Wow. Everybody's always somebody got a game. But, you know, you could be a part of this. 347-857-4192. All right, we're going to kind of skip to this situation. We've got all this stuff going on with pandemic and everything. Now, let's kind of look at if they use some contingency plans that at the NCAA level where your FBS school, for example, play 8 games, play 9 games. What effect will that be on your historical black colleges and universities, conferences? What really will be major in that situation that will hurt you in regards to hurt those schools? In what sense would it hurt? We want to talk about that for a second. Share your thoughts on that, team.
Well,
go ahead,
I think you have to be very logistic here and go from the top, revenue, A1. Because, you know, whatever we make in HBCU is because we have scheduled or they have scheduled in a line with making sure it is, geared for maintaining the type of revenue that's necessary, not for just that sport, but football carries all the other sports as well, because when you start talking about track and all your spring sport, all that's non-revenue. Okay, how you looking at it at any level? Unless you're in the Olympics somewhere. So it affects because they don't have the marginal budget. They don't have the large booster like the Dukes and the Kentuckys have. I'm not saying that they live day by day, but they depend on a certain amount of revenue to actively keep everything above water. And if you throw in activity fees for each student, that's enough to probably generate enough funds to maintain athletics. But somewhere down the line, you've got to be above the budget. And when something like this happens, with respect of, because you got to respect why it happens, it just affects HBCUs directly. It really does.
Exactly. That's awesome. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just going to touch bases with us a little bit. And that's where it comes, the key to supporting your school with your alumni fees and stuff like that. Like in the HBCUs, your football season usually sponsors all sports. It carries the loads for all sports. So with you not being able to have your tailgate spot, your season ticket, you know, not knowing what they're going to do. I'm looking at a sense if they don't do it. Like Coach Starwood said, you had to be ahead of the eight ball. So you had to be in your savings. I had to be saving something for this season. I've looked and saw, I know in Arkansas, on the D2 standpoint, I have a best friend that coaches at Henderson State. He said they're looking at doing an all Arkansas schedule. So they're not leaving the state. They're just playing schools that are in Arkansas. And they will meet up with the Oklahoma team with the conference they cross with in a championship or a 14 playoff. So it's going to change a lot. And like you said, that money and what he was talking about, you know, how people just going, you know, we flying here and there. it's going to be a whole lot of bus rides. And the key with the bus rides, Dr. Smith, and many people don't notice it, Trailways and Greyhound were not included in this stimulus. So they taking a real big hit from this because you can't do social distance on a bus. You're going to be with them folks. So in a sense, they're taking the biggest hit. So it's almost like the strong going to survive through this, Dr. Smith. You're going to have a lot of smaller schools that can't function. They're not going to be able to function without money. It's going to take money. It's going to be a lot of bailouts, Dr. Smith. And like, like I went as a kid, I couldn't understand why do we have poor people. When I was 5 and 6 years old, I used to ask my mom and dad, why are people poor and we make our own currency? So, my mom and dad explained to me about money and how they can't do it because of the economy. But you put me in a position of office. I'm making money left and right, baby. We gonna just tear up the economy, but I'm gonna make sure my people are able to do what they need to do. If I have to inflate the cost of anything, I go there. But I'm gonna kill my economy right now. I'm not studying the economy, and that's the main focus right now: economy. So. Me, in a sense, I'm not. That's not going to be an issue. I'm worried about getting people better and finding a cure for this going on. But it's going to be different, Dr. Smith. All right, I'm done, Dr. Smith. Go ahead.
Awesome, Coach Worth. Want to share anything on that?
I think what has to happen is sports is so marginal and it has been the basis of so much revenue until I think the focus is not so much on the virus anymore or getting a cure for the pandemic. It's right now the word is, what are we going to do about this revenue we're losing? People need to understand, if a university is not going to open up, then you ain't playing no athletics.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
How can you play athletics in school that open? I mean, you can't. So, it's going to really work itself out anyway. It's either going to be school and we're going on, or no school and no athletics. It seems to be just that plain itself. I don't care how they sit around and rationalize about how we're going to do this, how we're going to do that. You cannot have school without interaction. You can't have sports without interaction. You just can't. And who's going to be responsible for the liability of X number of student athletes after the allowance is made come up in contact with the virus when these student athletes did not have the virus before school opened in athletics? So it's a forecast. People got to have something to talk about. They got to do everything they got to do now to keep sanity. Cause what you don't want to do is to have everybody so alarmed until you have other issues.
So yes, sir.
CDC and universities are just actually put things in place, and the word is in case. But if you get down to it, just like Dr. Pucci said, Pucci said, I don't see schools open.
Yep. Exactly what he said. You open it, it's going to be viral just like it was in March, in April.
That's right.
And you know, it might not be a bad thing because as we talked about, those individuals, I always try to give a shout out, and I didn't do a good job from the beginning. Now, healthcare workers, they're overwhelmed right now. Law enforcement, overwhelmed right now. But we have to give them a shout out and make sure we continue to do that.
Oh, yeah.
But besides mental health counselors and licensed clinical social workers, and those individuals are working overtime in some form or fashion. Then we have our truck drivers. We got to give a shout out. And our grocers, you don't want to forget, don't forget them. We always try to look down on them, but we need them. But those teachers. Teachers had to revolutionize themselves from March until May. And it was just something different, but they still got to continue to do that coming this fall. just in case. And even if we open up schools, why aren't we still continuing with some of these awesome ideas they came up with from March to May using virtual learning? Yes. And we want to make sure
that's
that
right.
Now. We want you to be a part of it. 347-857-4192. You know, we dialed about 5 minutes now, my brothers and the rest of the individuals. And, you know, we always have a lot on our agenda, but we always try to talk about. We wanted to talk about one more topic right quick, one more topic. We want to share our thoughts about the new hires in the historical black colleges and conferences. And I'm going to focus on basketball. Recently, Alabama State University hired Mo Williams to be the head basketball coach. Both of y'all, I want your thoughts on that.
I think the hiring with Mo Williams was something. I look at it like this: if you're going to make a move in your program, it needs to be a move that's justifiable.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the previous coach before, his success, his dedication, his loyalty. Dedication and loyalty sometimes has its distance. And after that, it's time for something else to extend. There's questioning about the upcoming coach having experience. Well, here's the way I say it. I would have never been an assistant principal. There'd been nobody hired me, because before they hired me, I was no principal. I would have never been a head basketball coach if they hadn't hired. So I ain't gonna bite on that. I think what that can do is that can fall in line with having some means of a recruitment ticket that does not have to be sacrifice with going all over here and all over there and having to have a losing record, because the focus now need to be on making sure you can maintain the equity to run the program. It changes everything. And with that change, this person could be there's no way this person could not be the best thing for that university right now, because what the university needs. University needs more than just winning. It needs a new look right now. It needs a new face. It needs new directions right now. Because it's just like anything we've done, Dr. Smith, and no reflection to the previous coach. Sometimes you can overstay yourself. Sometimes you feel good after you get out, because you begin to evaluate yourself. So I think the move that's being made now is justifiable. That's all I want to say about that. Justifiable. But it still has to prove itself. But going forward, I think going forward, what you're going to do is you're going to put people in the stands because they want to see what this guy can do. Yeah. You're going to have student athletes more now communicating with the university, and it cuts down on recruitment. And I want to tell you something. If you ain't got to stay on that sideline worried about recruiting, you can coach your team. But when you got to worry about revenue, supposed to be coming on coming, that's hard on any coach. So I think this guy right here, this move that the university made now, it's a top level move in the SWAC, but I think in Division College basketball as a whole, that's a marquee move.
Awesome, Coach Edwards.
And then let me say this before I let Coach Edwards. It draws the line between this university and the University of Alabama, because he has ties.
Yep.
And maybe some of those that they don't get, we can get some of them now.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna say this, and there's one key word that Coach Stallworth said there. He said loyalty. That's one thing you didn't have to worry about with Coach Jackson.
Go ahead.
Loyalty.
Yep.
Loyalty. I've been, since this guy got in, I've been hearing if this opened up, he's on the first train smoking there. So you know what I'm saying? Those are the talking pundits. So we can't elaborate off that. But I think I'm just go for my thought. I ain't going to nobody else's. I would have went another way. I would have went another way with that. Just off of loyalty. And that's all I'm going to say with that, Dr. Smith.
Awesome, awesome. And that's what we're talking about, new hire. There were several other new hires, but we wanted to spend a little time because it was a splash. It made nationally, made the wire service, and everybody was like, what is that? Where is Alabama State University? So that was probably the biggest move when you're caught between the three or four people to make a choice. You know, if you want to go with experience, you had to go with either Shelton State coach or either the coach from Miles College who actually pulled his name out of that. And you can go look at it that way, but you had this choice. You made the choice. We want to see some positive things. Every alumnus, every fan of that university want to see it, of every university, want to see something positive happen. Football, we got football, but sometimes we got to push forward when we're strong in basketball as well. So we can't just be a one sport school, which at this time, like we got an awesome track program. Sound like we have an awesome softball and baseball program. We got an awesome tennis program, golf, and all that. But we want to have an awesome football. We want to have an awesome basketball. Those alumni deserve it. Those, and it's going to be a challenge, but it got to be a little bit more thought put into how we're going to do this in the future. But we're at the end of the show now, and I know there's many more things we can say. We can come back next week and talk a little bit more about how the pandemic is continue to change sport, whether or not in 2020 we'll see them out there with masks on, N95 masks, and they're playing the game. Coach, I want both of you to share something right quick before I give a shout-out to those people that's joining us on Facebook, Instagram.
Just want to say be safe. Be mindful that God is still in control. If you ever say you have faith, sometimes faith does get tested.
Yes.
Be prayed up. But most of all, practice faith practices. Can't be crazy about this, but we do have a responsibility. Just like you got a responsibility of taking your high blood pressure medicine to regulate your high blood pressure, be safe out here because that pandemic is what pandemic is. And again, to all of you, have a nice day. You take the day, and don't let the day take you.
Awesome, awesome, Coach. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, Dr. Smith, I ditto to what Coach Stowers just said. Stay safe, wear your mask, protect yourself. We may not can say what to tell somebody else how to protect themselves, but protect yourself. If they're going to be around you, you need to keep yourself mindful of people that are around you. And what they're doing and where they're going, make sure they're protected. So give out that advice. But like Coach Howard said, be blessed. Y'all keep praying and keep popping your vitamins. Get your vitamins in you. You got to fight this thing off. But with that said, y'all be blessed. Y'all have a great night.
Awesome, awesome. And, you know, we appreciate both of y'all joining us tonight. Hopefully the rest of the team come in. But we want to give a shout-out for those individuals joining us. We have Karan, Missy White that's joining us as well. Nicole, Sharon Brown, she's joining us. You know, she was over in Louisiana. And we have Adele, Sankey, Mingo, thank you for joining us as well. Seema Jackson, Marilyn McCall, and we have five others are watching us on that line. This is Tamar Jackson. Thank you so much. We also have Dolores Holiday Season Allison joining us. We have Shamir Matthews, Terry Melodramatic Robinson joining us. Sheila Baskerville. We also have Lisa Marie Smith Sherrod, Carol Davis, and Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, joining us. On Instagram, we had James Lee, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity out of Mississippi. We also had Cecilia Jackson joining us as well. on Instagram. As we close it out, I wish my hashtag is stay home and stay alive. Keep that in mind. Stay home and you can stay alive. Hashtag keep on grinding. Time is going to be challenging. Pandemic is challenging. We may have lost our jobs. We may have lost our opportunity, but we're going to just keep on grinding. Keep prayed up. Put yourself in favor because God will take care of you when you open up and communicate with him. And also, last but not least, we always try to keep this in mind. Communicate for understanding. Talk to somebody. If you're going through being at home by yourself, share something with them. And as we close it out, as always, you know, we like to give that big shout out and that holler for everybody. And because we ready. We ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow we have an awesome show planned, and that show is The Love Cafe, the L, the O, the B, and E. Starts at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the host that show. And we're going to be talking about some love topics tomorrow. But, like I said, we are ready, but I want to share with you. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night, and we'll see you.
I feel the master. I feel him. Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready?
Come on,
they
now.
Ready? We ready? We ready?
Who's ready now?